Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus. Lui Nishmas, Rav Yaakov Perlov, the Navi Minsky Rebbe Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, who is nifta this week. And I thought it would be appropriate to learn some of his Torah. So that's what we're going to do, B'siyata Dishmaya. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perakim Alocha Beis, writes, Kvar Amarnu, שתפילס המנחה כנגד תומד שבין הרביים תיקנו זמן, ולפי שהיה תומד קרב בכל יום בתשע שעו סמחצה תיקנו זמנו, מתשע שעו סמחצה בניקרס מנחה קטן, ולפי שבערב הפסח, שחוליוס בערב שבס, הישכתו זה תומד בשש שעו סמחצה, אומר שהמספל מאחר שש שעו סמחצה יוצא, ומשהגיע זמן זה, הגיע זמן חיובה, וזוהי הניקרס מנחה גדול. The Rambam writes, we already said that תפילס המנחה corresponds to the תומד שבין הרביים, as far as the time is concerned, and since the Tamid was sacrificed every day at 9.5 hours of halachic hours from the beginning of the day, so they were mitakin that the Zman should be from 9.5 hours, that's called Mincha Ketan, and since on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Erev Shabbos, they would shech the Tamid. At 6.5 hours, they say that if a person davens from 6.5 hours, he's Yotzei, and when this time comes is the time of the Chiyuv, and that's called Mincha Gedoyla Halacha Gimel Zok the Rambam Nagu Anoshim Harbe L'Spal Gedoyla B'Ketana V'Achas Rishus V'Horu Miktis HaGaonim Shem Roy L'Spal Rishus Ela HaGedoyla V'Chein Adin Nosein V'Bnei Sheikine Gedor V'Shein Otadir V'Chol Yom V'Mispal HaGedoyla Chova Lo Yispal Ketana Ela Rishus. Many people are noheg to daven Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana. One of them is a Rishus, as a volunteer tefillah, and some Gaonim paskin that it's not fitting to daven a tefillas Rishus for any other tefillah but the Gedola. The only tefillah you should daven Rishus is the Gedola, Mincha Gedola, the earlier Mincha from 6.5 hours when the Tamid was Karev on Erev Pesach Chelz B'Shabbos. B'chein Hadin Nosein, and that's correct. Why? Because it's Keneged Dabar She'ein Otadir B'chol Yom. Because it corresponds to something that's not constant every day, and therefore that should be the Rishus. And if you daven his Agadola Chova, but if you already daven the Mincha Gedola Al Chova, then the Ketana, you should only daven as a Rishus. Halacha Dalet Zok the Rambam Halamadita. Shizman mincha gedoyla misheishos sumechza ateishos sumechza b'zman mincha ketana b'teishos sumechza tishar min ayoyim shav reviyah v'eshlo spalo isa ad shetishko hacham. So we learn from here that the zman of mincha gedoyla is from 6.5 hours until 9.5 hours. Zman mincha ketana is from 9.5 hours until there's 1.25 hours left in the day, and then you can daven until shkias hachama. Ad kan midivrei Rambam Baruch Hashem, we were zocha b'siyata d'shmaya to learn 3 halachas in the Rambam in the 3rd perek of Hilchos Tefillah. The Kesef Mishnah on Halacha Beis, he says that the makor for this din is the brayse and brachas and daf chavav amid beis ezi mincha gedola misheisho sumechza lemaila ve'ezi mincha ketana Miteisha shoyisu mechtzel emala, and the Rambam explains mishum de bechol yom hoya hatamid shel bein harbayim nishchat beches umechtza v'karev betes umechtza, and the Rambam learns that every day the tamid shel bein harbayim was sacrificed, was slaughtered, at 8.5 hours, and it was sacrificed. The avoda was done 9.5 hours in erev Pesach Shchos be'erev Shabbos. It was shechted at 6.5 hours, as it says in Psachim, Reish Perek, at the beginning of Perek, Tamid Nishchot. Now, Midivrei Rambam, it's mashma that only because Erev Pesach Shechol be'Erev Shabbos, it was lechatchila shechted at Sheishah Osumechza. Therefore, this man was established as Mincha Gedola, like he writes And halacha gimel, shekineged davar she'eino tadir b'chol yom, it corresponds to something that's not constant every day. However, Rashi in Brachas writes in Dibur Masl Mincha Gedola in Bala Hakdim Tomit Shel Bein Arba'im, Eino Yochel LaHakdimo Kodem Sheish Shos Umechza De Bein Arba'im Ksiv Ayin Sham. So interesting. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the word is that you're not allowed to bring the Tomit Shel Bein Arba'im earlier than 6.5 hours. However, he doesn't mention this time frame of Erev Pesach. Shecholios b'Shabbos. Rather, Rashi just says in general you can bring it from 6.5 hours. It don't have mincha before 6.5 hours. The Rambam says the word is that on erev Pesach shecholios b'erev Shabbos you would bring the carbon tom shabbat arba'im at 6.5 hours, and therefore every day you have the option of davening from them. And Rashi says it's because that's the earliest you can bring the Tomei Shabbat Arba'im, that's why 6.5 hours, but not doesn't mention Erev Pesach, Shechol, Erev Shabbos. So why does the Rambam go for Erev Pesach, Shechol, B'Shabbos? The Pashto say like Rashi, that really this man from Mincha is 6.5 hours. Just the rest of the year, they're Nedarim and Nedavis, so therefore, we push off the bringing of the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. We only slaughter it at 8.5 hours instead of 6.5 hours because we have other carbonos to bring in the meantime. But the Iker Zman is really from 6.5 hours. So therefore, you're allowed to daven mincha from 6.5 hours. So that makes sense. That's the real time. So why does the Rambam bring in Erev Pesach, Shechol, Erev Shabbos? The Rashi seems to be more pashut. So this is discussed in the Sefer Ados Yaakov in the first volume in Simen Beis in Os Hei, and you can look there if you would like to do so. I recommend it. Now, B'das HaRambam B'Halacha Gimel Shenagu L'Spal El Shneim Gedol V'Ktana, and the Rambam was maskim that we daven both. He just says that the Rishus should be the Gedola, the one you're davening as a volunteer tefillah should be Mincha Gedola. The Rush argues with him on 2 points. Brought in the tour, Reish Lamed Dalid. The Rush was asked about this, and he says you should be makdim tefilas chovel letefilas nedav. You want to daven an obligatory tefillah and a voluntary tefillah. Zokt the Rush, please go for the obligatory tefillah first. Right, first you do what you got to do, have to do, and then you only do it. Then you do your optional tefillahs, your volunteer tefillahs. And he says furthermore that in the second tefillah, since it is a nidava, you have to be mechadesh ba'davar. You have to say something new in the tefillah, as is the rule for tefillahs nidava. So, b'chol tefillahs nidava, the Rambam holds that we require a chiddush davar, like the Rambam says in the first perek in Halacha Tes. Nevertheless, le'inyin tefillas ha'mincha, or a person's mispalel gedola v'ktana, the Rambam doesn't say anything about being mechadish badavar. So the Rush holds that the first tefillah should be a chovah and then the second a davar. The Rambam says, no, the first tefillah is in a davar, the second one's a chovah. The Rush says that you have to be mechadish badavar in the second tefillah. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about being mechadish badavar. So it's muchach that the tefillah's reshus of mincha doesn't have a shem nidava, l'shitas HaRambam. And it would appear, Pashut, that the root of this these two machlokos between the Rush and the Rambam are really one. Because in the Tshuvas HaRush, in Klal Dalid, in Siman Tes, he starts as follows, Lehispalel, Shtei Tfilos Shel Mincha, Lo Yadati, Makom le tefillah zu. Meaning that be'etzem there's only one shem mincha. Rather, what's pshat in this one shem mincha? Im shehi gedola oktana. So you can have a mincha that's gadol or katan, but there's only one shem mincha. Rak l'inyan zmanam heim mechulakim. Just as far as the time is concerned, they are distinct. But the ikar hachefza, it has one shem mincha. And therefore, if that's the case, you can only daven two times, b'tayras nedava. The second time has to be b'tayras nedava. Just like you can daven shachris twice, and the second tefillah shachris will be in nedava. And memela, since he holds that the second tefillah is in nedava, you have to be mechadish b'davar. In the second mincha. And also you shouldn't be makdim the nedava to the tefillah schova. Because as always, first you do what you have to do, what you're obligated to do, and then you do what is an option. Avoladas harambam, mincha gedola u'mincha ktana, shtei tefilos mechulakin b'ikar b'shem shelahem. Mincha gedola and mincha ktana are two fundamentally different tefilos. Just you only have to daven one of these two tefilos. You have two tefilos mincha, and you have the option of davening the first mincha, the mincha gedola, or mincha ktana. But they're fundamentally two different shem tefilos mincha. But let's say you decided to daven both. It's not pshat that one is a nedava and one is a chova. No. It's not a tefilas nedava. It's called a tefilas rishus. Like mayriv. Mayriv is a rishus. It has a shem esuyim shel arvis, but it's not an obligation, says the Gemara. But it's not called a tefilas nedava that you should have to be mechadish bodover. Because guf hatfila mechudeshes hi. The etzem tefillah, the very tefillah itself, the essence of the tefillah is a new tefillah. It's not the same mincha. It's a different mincha, just like Ma'ariv has a special shem Ma'ariv, even though it's Rishus. So two minchas, split up into two minchas, mincha gedola and mincha ketana, and davening a second time will be a Rishus. Meaning if you daven mincha, you daven twice mincha, so the Rambam holds that the first mincha is a rishus, and the second mincha is the chova. But it's not pshat that it's a nedava, and therefore it's not necessary l'chadish b'davar. So that's a big yisod now that we have in tefilas mincha, according to the Rambam. It is two shemos of mincha. They're mechulak be'echtzem hachefze shelahem. They're fundamentally different. And therefore, when you daven both, you don't have to be mechadish b'davar because it doesn't have the status of the definition of a tefilas nedava, but rather tefilas rishus, and therefore you don't have to be mechadish b'davar. Mashenkin, the Rush holds, is one shem tefilas mincha. And memela, first you have to daven the chova, then the rishus. And memela, when you... The second tefillah that you're davening isn't really rishus, it's a nedava, and you have to be mechadish b'davar. You have to say something new in the tefillah in order to allow yourself to daven that tefillah. Okay, so b'siyata d'shmaya, we have seen a big yisod in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. And Mir Tzashem, I'm hoping that in the next shir, we are able to take this forward and see where it gets us, and it's going to be very, very exciting. It's already been very exciting. Baruch Hashem. So we should be zocha lilmo dulalami lishma v'las l'kaim is called the Rizal Mutaras of Gehava. And like I said, this Torah should be l'li nishmas at Tzadik Admor Minovimensk Rav Yaakov Perlov Zechet Tzadik Uvrocha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.